Here we go. Perik Aleph. Mishnayis, right? Perik Aleph. Daf Yud Gimel. Daf Yud Gimel. Beis Hashem V'Lai L'Vachem Esuma V'Shachat Shishchosek Sheira.
Personally, I've seen it myself. The Shachtim, they shecht while when it's night.
Oh, but they have to have light.
For Dalois.
They have to have light, right?
Yeah, they have light.
Of course, they have light. Hashrech b'layla, yidushit b'layla. Oy, v'chei, what do I do? Maris, and I do maris now, but electric light. You want to do that?
What
maris?
Some don't. What?
Maris, neither. You do by electric light. Some don't do. Some from Hashrech all do maris by day. They have to have light, the or Hashemesh, not use the or electricity. Hashrech b'layla v'chei nasuma sheshachat shchitasoi kashera is shchitasoi is kashera. This is not a problem. Now listen to the maris hashrech. The maris hashrech. It's It's mashma. Mm-hmm. Only if you do a shchit b'diavad, it's going to be good. But look at Hillel, you're not allowed to do a shchit at night. Doing a shchit b'layla, like, now we do a shchit at night, obviously means l'or haner. The chiddush is that even though you have l'or haner, l'or haner is not the same as doing it with doing it with
natural light.
It's only mashma b'diavad in. It's not, but look at Hillel, we're min here with a stira of
l'aylam. It's kshera. It doesn't say b'diavad.
What? No, the word
kshera. The term hashreichet. The term hashreichet, the one who did shechita b'layla, that's in the past tense, hashreichet, so who did shechita, then b'layla, v'chein atzum v'shochat, shechita sakshera. If you wanted to say the Yidu L'chata, you would say, shechit b'layla.
So what do you even need to do? What? It seems like you don't even need a candlelight.
I'm not so sure you can do it in dark. In complete darkness, hagrama, what?
Well, suma is no light.
Oh, so suma nechadam, you have to have someone who's running al gabav. You have to have some little
What was
Suma,
the tea you were making here?
The word hashoichet is in the past tense.
Past tense.
Hashoichet means the past tense. It means only.
Mutter lishchet
b'diavad. Right. It should have been mutter lishchet.
Very. Here he says by the Suma, even there's no pikeach in Al-Gabo.
Yeah, but so why is he allowed to do it? I guess he can feel it. I guess maybe he can feel it.
So what's the difference? What's the difference?
So what about Hashem Alayla? So also, even though no light?
That's what it says. It doesn't mean it's B'diavad, even if it's not even Al-Gabo.
Ois ches over here, Rashi,
what's the
Lashon? The Kaz, Sh'af, Sh'b'chol Eifin, Zerf, Lidl, 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 Lidl,
Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl,
Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Lidl,
Lidl, Lidl, Lidl, Hashoichet
when you say hashoichet means somebody who shechts. If the shechting happened already, then it's okay.
The mishnah right. Normally you would say mutter lishchet. The mishnah should have said mutter lishchet balayla.
Yeah. Even when it says putter, if it says somebody did something as putter, it also means putter of a loser.
Uh-huh. If the mishnah like means you can do it lechatchila, you should say mutter lishchet balayla. The expression hashoichet balayla v'chein suma sheshochat. Shchitasrek Sheira has a connotation that's only after the fact.
Okay.
If he would come to us, we would not allow him to do all so.
Right.
And we're here in the footnotes of Hiritaka, it says it's mamish complete darkness. Complete darkness. It's a good shchita. I guess the.
But you said with the R on there, you just
no,
said.
No, I made a mistake. At least what it says in the footnotes. Maybe there's another opinion, but.
That's amazing. See, it's like a suma. It's like a
exactly.
Blind person.
You can feel, I guess you can feel the neck. You can feel the location
wow.
Where you're supposed to shach. And you can feel he did shchita. You can do the blindfold, it's all good, but it's only kosher b'diavad. This has a connotation. Why b'roish agag? You're afraid they're going to fall down, so if you're not going to concentrate. The ship is shaking. So maybe you're not going to do a good shchita. It doesn't matter. Lechatchila, it's a kosher shchita. So I have a stira. One place it says lechatchila. One place it says only kosher b'diavad. Amar Rapapa, the man says kishavuka kinegdo. That's what I was referring to. We prepared this. Yes, and it's this part. Next part I prepared today. Kishavuka b'yada means when you're holding the torch in your hand. That's the difference. When it's a laila and you have an avuka, you have electricity.
That's 100%.
Then it's klar. But when it's pitch black dark and you can see absolutely nothing, then it's only kosher b'diavad.
And why by suma? It doesn't have any light.
So
why is
suma,
it...
no. So this brise does not say suma. This brise does not mention suma.
Well, he's
favoring
the Mishnah by in terms of balayla.
Mishnah for a healthy person, the person who can see balayla. So the Mishnah is only kosher b'diavad.
And it's talking about provided it has a mavuka.
The mission that says it's only kosher b'diavad is where there is no avuka.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But when there is an avuka, then it's kosher.
I'm sorry.
The mission that includes a suma is only b'diavad. It's not shayach for a suma to do lechatchila.
Okay.
In this price that we quoted, kosher b'diavad, this price of b'diavad, b'shechim b'yamim b'layla, when it's still here in the second price, which is quoted in the Gemara, it compares the layla to the day. Bein b'yoyim, bein b'layim. What's the significance? Of course, b'yoyim. If not, then when? If not, a shchita b'yoyim is kosher. When will a shchita
kosher? Since you mentioned b'layim, you mentioned yoyim also.
But
the contrast.
But it's still too much. There's still no chiddush whatsoever. Why did it say the word b'yoyim? It must be we're using the yoyim as a gilu that when you do a shchita b'layla, it's dumyo d'yoyim, and that there's light. What kind of light? Light of the avuka.
Interesting. Excluding a candle.
You're saying a very good vart. You're saying a very good vart. That'll be it.
And wouldn't be sufficient.
The Gemara says avuka. The Gemara did not say l'or haner. You're saying a very good vart.
Where B'dikas Chometz is sufficient or haner.
Right, because if you burn it on the whole house, pump a carrot. There, by B'dikas Chometz, the davka l'or haner. Because using avuka, that's a sakana. That's indeed a sakana. I'm Ravashi, Deganami, the 20th Hosn, Dumidium, Hosn of Hacha, Dumyo de Suma, Shmamino. In our Brysa, we compare the Lila to a Suma. And in the Brysa, we compare it to the Yom, Shmamino. So we learned at least one thing today. Shchita Balila, is it kosher? B'dievet, it depends. If there's an Avuka, it's a Lichatrila. If it's a B'dievet, if there's no Avuka, it's dark. It's kosher b'diavad, and we have the yisoida of the Arizal Yishol Zev, that it even dafka avuka and or haner is not sufficient.
What's the question? What about it? Is he baidik afterwards, or he's not baidik afterwards?
No, so that's what Rashi says. Rashi makes that point. Rashi says you must do it. Must do b'dika. That's exactly. See, that's really the point. Learn Rashi. I was saying before. What's the chiddush? You have a very good feel. You have a very good feel for the sumah. You do the shlita. The halach is you must check. You must check the simanim. After you do the ma'aseh, you have to give a look. And in fact, when you go to a slaughterhouse,
so why can't you do it in the darkness?
At night you can't.
But as long as you check in the day, you can do it in the night.
So Rashi says, very good. Rashi, shemid yishkach, you may come to forget. Look at the Rashi. Rashi's mama says you say this. We learn the Rashi. We learn all the yisoidus. Rashi says,
which Rashi?
Where's the Rashi? Rashi dibra hamasel dechatchil lo. Yeah. Okay, it's before it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 long before it gets wide. Lechatchil lo yishchid b'layla shema. Lo yishchid ruba, who lo yada. I'm sorry, you might not check the majority, and we will go weiter. But he never bein b'roish agag bein b'roish asvina. Go weiter. He's Rashi says this point over here. Let's see weiter. Ein shechdim lo l'sech hayamim l'sech naharos d'lelemu l'sar shel yam hu shaychet. Okay, you're not
another shech.
That's not halacha. Okay, that's halacha of asvina. Because if you shechdim to water, you might say you do l'sech over the zarf. You go shech on a ship and you shech in front of the water. People may accuse you of shechting the Lashon of the Zara. V'loy l'sech kelim, d'loy lembu choyel v'mekabel l'sadam l'zorko l'avizu l'chavu tzarech mar sayin. Afil lochi b'rashagag shechet hin. V'in choyshin l'shema yoymu l'tzva ha-shamayim olo l'sh. Maybe we went to the Roshagag. Why you go to the Roshagag? I told you because of heights. That was a mistake. That was my birth.
We're not choyshish.
We're choyshish. Go to the gag. Maybe l'shon of the Zara. And v'ayta. Oyim mekabel b'chli ha-kol yoydim she'ef shaloy l'tanefu. Al kachu shech l'sech hayam. And if you go, hakol yodim sheyev shaloy l'tanif eskagoy ve'in kan chshad. But if you shech l'sech hakli, if you're going to shech, if you kabel b'chli, everyone knows that it's yev shaloy l'tanif eskagoy ve'in kan chshad. There's no chshad. Okay, so if you go to the roof and you shech on the roof into a utensil, and everyone knows it takes away the chshad.
Right.
So, let's say you would shecht on the roof and you would not shecht into a utensil. That would give the appearance that you're shechting l'shem of Avodah Zarah. Or
how could someone shecht in the water without being in a
no,
boat?
No, he's shechting along the edge of the boat. And he's shechting, he's holding the bird, the animal outside the boat, and he's shechting, and the blood falls into the yam.
As opposed to our brisa,
so it appears that appears to be the yeshachting l'shem the sar shalyan.
Wait, as opposed to the brisa, and it says
hakol yoidim dekevad v'svino hu. He's in the boat itself. If you shecht in the boat itself and you makabel the dam in the boat, not into the water, then al karchoy hu shech l'sochayam. Dekevad v'svino hu al karchoy hu shech l'sochayam. She evshalom tanifes asvino. Okay, so if you shechting in the boat. Over here also, there's not going to be an issue. What was in the Sar Sech Shad of a Rosh Hashvin Nami? I'll call the Yodim to give the Besinu Hu. Okay, there's a difference. They're saying the Girsa. The Sar Magmor over here, they're saying the mistake in the Girsa. Okay, there's a different place. There is the Rosh Hashvin. You see, there's a difference between going to the mast. When is there a Shad of Avodah Zarah? when you go up, when you climb up the sail, the mast, this big, big pole, you can climb all the way up to the top, and there, on the top of the pole, is where you do the shechita. Then it appears that you're doing it l'shem avodah zarah.
Where do you see that going?
That's on the side of the Gemara. He brings down the Gemara. You have over the Haglis Tzionim?
Yes.
From the Rosh HaSvinahu. They came with the Rosh HaSvinahu. Al karachachu choshechet. Came matzasi benuskos yishonim b'perish Rashi Zal. If you shacht along the walls of the ship, along the edge of the ship, then and the blood spills into the water, then it appears you shachting l'shem the sar shalyam. But if you climb up to the top of the ship, where the blood cannot spill along, the blood does not spill into the water along the walls of the ship, then it's obvious that you're not shechting to the sar shalyam. In order for it to appear that you are shechting the sar shalyam, you have to shecht in a location where the blood spills into the water, and that's only along the edge of the boat.
And he's trying to say that he's part of an avoider.
Go to the top of the boat, then there is no concern. Mm. Okay, next is a halacha. So we learn the halacha, the bottom line here is you learn the yisoides, shechting balayla. There's a time that it's a lechatchila, time b'dieved, with navuk is lechatchila. If there's no avuk, it's b'dieved. Why? What does Rashi say? You may not shech the majority of the boat. So where did I say? I see it somewhere else. You may not check it in the morning.
That's, but the Yavid's good.
Maybe
yeah.
That was some. Maybe it was a previous one. I don't remember. That. Maybe something. Maybe we'll come up later in the Gemara. I don't remember that. But Rashi clearly says the chashad of doing it at night, you may not shech the majority of the two simanim.
But he has the conscious still stands. Why can't he shech chatchil by night without a navuk? I'll check it out tomorrow morning.
You might forget.
Who says that?
Who says that?
I don't know. You said it.
I saw that.
You said it in Rashi.
Maybe I saw that in the footnotes over here. What did it say in the footnotes? Which note was this? Here it is. Let's see over here. Amravuna, we're on the next page already. It was in the footnote, I believe. That's where I saw it. But how here it goes. Rashavia says, the cause of a taz, the high mission of the mission of the Holtomo, no. A sheikhe dieven lachilachlo, oisches, Rashi, the cause of a taz. Shabbos, Shapoloif, and Tsoch, oh, here it is. I found it here, so here's where I saw it, okay? The taz says this. Sha'av shebechol
oifin.
You're there. Shebechol oifin tzach livdek hasimanim lachar shechita. So yokasha, you're afraid you're not going to check the majority of the two simanim. Okay, so you're going to check. The halacha is every time you do a shechita, you must check to make sure you slaughter the majority of the two simanim. So what's the problem? Whenever you shech, you have to check. The answer is. When it's pitch black dark, you cannot check. This is the Taz. Got it?
That's the reason why
you
really cannot do that.
You might forget. You're not going to forget in the morning. Bye for tomorrow. Next Mishnah. Now we go to a new, entirely new story. Yashach b'Shabbos, a person is a ma'aseh shechita on Shabbos, and Kippur ma'api yishay mischai ben avshay, was mechalal Shabbos. Komlei bidderabim
nei. That's what we're talking about. Komlei
bidderabim nei. No, not. But I'm just giving you an example. The take of chil Shabbos is so good. Let's steal the animal. There is no. I just want to point out. You're right. I just want to point out the point for what we're about to learn now. The shechita. Well, there's no. There's no komlei bidderabim in this case. You are correct. I just said that because I want to bring out the point. Let's say, for example.
Two penalties
of asachas. You stole a person's animal. So, let me ask you a question. Let us say you go to someone's animal.
Shabbos and Yom Kippur the same day?
No.
Two separate days.
Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So now, what happens over here? Let me.
What do you say? If it's one the same day, then how come they have any point?
I'm not talking about it. Our Mishnah is talking about where it's a shechit for Shabbos and a shechit.
I just want to bring out the point: if you shecht on Shabbos and the animal is not your property, and by doing the ma'isa shechita, it's a ma'isa gezela, because now the animal is worth $100. Now it's worth very little because you did the shechita; it's dead. So you did a shechita. So by doing the shechita, you're causing a loss of value to another person. Are you chayav to pay the mamon? The answer is no. Because your person is chayef for his neshama, he's chayef misa for chil Shabbos. And since the moment when he was Mechal Shabbos, he caused damage to the animal, to his friend, so come lay bidirab. Minei, you potter from the mammon, you only pay for the more expensive, the more chomer halacha of misa. Now, take that principle, go a step further. Why not say that a person does a maisa shchita on Shabbos, he's chayiv misa, maybe the chayiv misa is so powerful, so overwhelming, we don't even pay attention to the fact that this animal has received a kosher shchita. We should ignore the shchita entirely, and we should view the animal as a nevela. Because since the principle, the primary focus of concern is the chilul Shabbos, that chilul Shabbos takes up everything that we can think about, everything that we should be, that halacha is concerned about, and we should not even have a chance to focus on the question: is this a kosher shchita? Is it not a kosher shchita? Can a person eat the animal or not? Is that a very good start to such an argument?
No.
Why not?
You have many things that a person does on Shabbos or Malacha.
Yeah, but that's not a ritual thing. Those are just a matter of mitzvahs. Cutting
shechting is one of the malachas.
Shechita, but if a person, but you don't need. If you take a vegetable, you cut it off the ground. Does there a ma'isa a ma'isa mitzvah l'shem yichud kutsha bruchu? I to make a bracha of cutting the vegetable off the ground.
Let's say I cut an esrog off to make a bracha.
The ma'isa is not cutting the esrog. The ma'isa is eating, is taking the l'kicha so esrog. That's not a ma'isa of cutting the esrog. The ma'isa is ma'isa l'kicha.
So what's the rule?
What I'm trying to say is that the Gemara's hadin is even better than the answer. The Gemara's hadin is that if you do a ma'isa shechita, there's a chil Shabbos. The chil Shabbos is so powerful, so encompassing, that we don't have any makom, any room in our minds or in this world to take into consideration that a mitzvah of shechita is being done. A ma'isa shechita, do not make any mistake about it.
It says it's kosher.
Right.
That's the awesome chiddush of the Mishnah.
Okay,
because the ma'isa shechita is a mitzvah. Vizavachta. You're doing a ma'isa mitzvah.
And Shabbos is an essay in a lechel
essay? Shabbos is yes. What do you mean essay in a lechel essay? There's no mitzvah to shechita. You know what I say? I say nothing v'chal Shabbos. I say v'loy Shabbos. What are you getting in there?
I know. Doing
a ma'isa shechita is a chilul Shabbos.
Right.
If this would have been an issue of mamoin, what would the halacha be? Kom lay b'deraba minei. We don't even take into consideration that it was the chiyuv of mamoin. So why not extend that one step further? You're doing a ma'isa shechita, and you need to also do a ma'isa mitzvah of the zavachta. If this ma'isa is forbidden, this chilul Shabbos, this Chil Shabbos, that takes up every iota of space. And we cannot even take into consideration that a shechita was done, and we have no choice but to look at the animal as a dead animal, and it's a nevela. It's avatumah. Why don't we say that? You hear the svara? You don't hear the svara. Then if you don't hear this, then why then do you say Kamalei B'Drav Amenei? What's the longest? You have an obligation.
You have an obligation
to be chalek between Kamalei B'Drav Amenei and this Mishnah.
You
give
us
a whole hour in the Karnshu on this sugya. The chilek, why by Kamalei B'Drav Amenei you ignore the mominous, and when it comes to the shechita, that's a ma'isa mitzvah, you're not going to ignore it. There was a kosher shechita. You could eat from the boss of the animal. You don't hear the kasha?
Okay.
So, what is
you're not allowed to have a Noah from an Isser of
Bechtei Shias? Well, you're not allowed to have an Isser Shabbos. But Mamanet, what do you mean?
The question is now you want to eat it, right?
The question is different. The question is how can you have a Noah from
Chil Shabbos? So the Gemara is going to ask that Kasha.
That's the question. No, Kimli the Rabbin.
The Gemara.
That's the question. No, the question
I am borrowing from the sugya. I'm borrowing of the sugya of Kamle Bidrabine, because Kamle Bidrabine
you
completely ignore.
By stealing, here is different.
Okay, so therefore, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah rejects this svara. And the Mishnah says it does not make a difference. Shchita so ksher. It's a palatable thing what the Mishnah says.
It is.
Shchita ksher. Amar Rav Huda, remember from the Dorash Shchia bar Rav. He was Dorash, Adrosh. What did he say? B'shmei Rav, Asur Lachila Liyoma. Even though the Mishnah says that you're allowed to eat from the Shchita, not today. You have to wait because the Naver was done. You're not allowed to be Nene from Chil Shabbos. B'chdei She Ye Osu. What's the She Yasu? Yasu, right. V'nosvin Chavre L'meimar. Who was the one that he made the statement? Who was the Nosu means they were inclined. They assumed it was their opinion to say his friends, the friends of Rav Huna, the friends of Rav Chiya bar Rav to say Rabbi Yehuda, the author, that's only true according to one opinion. Do not, this that you just taught me, that you're not allowed to eat from this meat on the Shabbos, is not a universal opinion. It's only a
Das Yachid. It's a three-way machlokes.
Right. Rabbi Yehuda, hey, Rabbi, which Rabbi Yehuda? Omar, Rabbi, I'm going to go with Shas. This is a Chazor and Gan Shas. Omar, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda, the Hachonahi. It's the Zelba, Rabbi Yehuda, the Halosuk of Hachonah. This is how I learned the Mishnah. Mechatchin es hadiluim, lefnei abehemov, yes, and the veil, lefnei akilovim. You're allowed to take the melons. You line out melons. Let me here's the question. Muksa. Who are the melons set aside for Shabbos? Midu the iskatzula ben hashmashos. Whatever the food was set aside for ben hashmashos, that's what's its designation. And you're not allowed to change that. And to any other thing, it's muksa. So if you have melons, who are the melons set aside for l'choyer? For a human being? No, that's the kadosh most chiddush. You would think without seeing this price, that the melons are set aside for human consumption. For me now to go take the melons and be mishamish to cut them and give them to an animal, that's a violation of muksa. I'm taking something that's not for its purpose and I'm working on Shabbos. It's a violation. No, it's not so. Melons are also set aside when Shabbos begins for animals. Therefore, it's permitted. Mechatchin, you can cut es hadiluin, the melons of nei habehema.
You mean the
lord
that was already cut from the ground?
Correct, of course. We're discussing already. They're detached.
What? This is a muksa question.
Muksa question. Purely a muksa question. V'yes hanavil lefnei akov. You have a dead animal before Shabbos begins. You give it lefnei akov. Rabbi Huda says, there's one condition.
Look what Rashi says. We're reading more.
One more line. So long comes Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda Ahmed, there's one condition. It's what he's coming to Enochram to disagree with Tanakamba. I disagree. Im lo hoyse nevel me'av Shabbos asura shlefi she'ena min hamochin. He comes to disagree with Tanakamba. There's one condition that it already has to be dead. The nevel of the animal must be dead before Shabbos, because if the animal was not dead before Shabbos, then the animal, the living animal, is not set aside for dogs. The living animal.
Make a taste of the Tanakamba. We would say that
because
you could.
Since Rabbi Yehuda was the one who came along and made the disagreement, so that Rashi comes to Bavarn.
I would say that,
but the fact that Rashi, obviously, for whatever reason, Rashi disagrees. Rashi says the fact that he's not coming to qualify the halacha, he's coming to disagree. Tanakama says even if the animal dies,
if he's qualifying, we'll see v'meh dvorim amurim.
That would be qualifying, not necessarily. I think you have to see all the Gan Shas, see the encyclopedic rules of how you do these things. I do not know the answer. Rashi,
certainly, you said Yehuda Omer sounds like he's arguing.
Okay,
just the words.
That's
Yehuda
the way
Omer.
Rashi learns. Right. Rashi, the Tanakam, Rabbi Sholz, that picked up on this, what it says in the Rashi. Rashi holds the Kama disagrees that even if the animal died on Shabbat, there's no muksa. Why? In the back of your mind, you know the animal may die. That's how you have to understand it. In the back of a person's mind, there's a possibility. Animal will die and it will go to the dogs. Therefore, it's not going to be muksa if it dies on it, because you thought about the possibility before Shabbos began.
I mean, it's noilad.
Whereas, according to... No, it's not noilad. Noilad is only where mamish and the mitzis do not exist. This is not a case of noilad, according to Elisa, because the animal is here. The difference between death and life is insignificant. It's insignificant. The difference between it not being born and now being born, that is significant. You have a chicken lays an egg, even though the egg is inside the chicken, but it's still developing in the chicken in the mother.
Yeah.
The egg is laid. The egg is laid. Now that's called noilad. If the animal is walking around and now it's not walking around, until now it was horizontal, now it's vertical. That is not a significant difference that you can call people noilad.
Seems
Vaita.
Significant.
Vaita. So this is the shidur of the So Alma, what do we see? The Gemara explains. Came into loy it can may esmol asura. If it was not prepared from before Shabbos, it is forbidden. Hachinami, kevin lo itchan me'es malasura. Likewise, in our discussion, we have over here a person shechs. It's a matter of practical halacha. Over here, you shech the person is mechalil Shabbos. He was mamish. He gave up his life for this animal. He was mechalil Shabbos to shech the animal. So the shechit is a kosher shechita, but because what's the longest? It's not that it's also behana b'chdei shiyasu. It's a whole different vart. You hear the Gemara saying, we're going to be good. We have all the opinions. But the Gemara we're saying is that it's a matter of muktza. The animal was a living animal when Shabbos began, when Yom Kippur began. And now this fellow, he was Mechal Shabbos. Forget about Bechdei Shiyasu. Forget about that. Let's focus on muktza. When Bein Hashmashos was upon us, the animal was...
Sorry.
was muksa, was muksa, and now and therefore it was not muchan liti, and now something changed. Not amal le'abaya baya says midam. How can you give me the case? Now you see the more kasha. The reason why there over there, the reason why when it comes to the animal that's going to be muksa is that you want to feed the dogs. Animal was alive, was fit for human consumption. It was meant to be for human beings. When old Darwin Shlita, and then it dies. It goes to dogs. In this case, the animal when it was alive was meant for human beings.
How
and
is now, it meant for human beings?
Because a stamen animal, the Gemara holds. We'll see in a moment. The machleik, the stamen animal is meant also for human consumption. That's what it's meant for. So right now it's alive. You need to do a shchita. You're right. You need to do a shchita. But don't tell me muktzah. Because when the animal was alive, what were you planning to do with this animal? When the animal has a kosher shchita, it's to eat it. To eat it. Who will eat it? A human being will eat it. So now a person came along and did it for you. He went and he did a shchita on Shabbos on Yom Kippurim. So he was chayv misa for what he has done. Chayv karis on Yom Kippurim. But the animal, when before was roy, was muchan la'adam. And now it's muchan la'adam. That, oh, you'll tell him, but there was an isser of evim and achai. Evim and achai holding you back. The Gemara obviously holds, the Rabbanu hold that Eiver min hachai does not take away muksa. It's the murder of Gemara over here. What exactly is the mus of muksa? An animal is designated for human consumption. You need to overcome the isra of Eiver min hachai by doing a shchita to make it permissible. Okay, you need to overcome that. But that's not a chesoroin, an equal in the din of muksa. Practically speaking, could you...
Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds it is. It is. Now the Gemara is now coming to challenge that. I take that back. The Gemara is coming to challenge that. That's not the time of Yehuda. You want to tell me we're going to have Yehuda, and what do you want to tell me? It's because of what? The Ikovav, Eve ben Achai. I disagree with you. It's the even Rabbi Yehuda agrees Eve ben Achai is not
is
an Ikov.
Is that your word, this Eve ben Achai?
Yes. It's Pashut. It has to be. It has to be. What else is it? Hear me out. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, "When you tell me that this is Rabbi Yehuda, just like when it comes to the case of the Diluin, and that the animal died, there was no shechita in that case. You have an animal walking around, and on Shabbos it dies. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda, muksa, because before Shabbos, I had never thought in my wildest dreams I'm going to be able that I give this to the dog. So the Gemara says, so what's the ikov of muksa in the case of the Braisa? The death of it's from Adam to an animal." And just like that's a problem of muksa, so too Eve Menachai is the same problem of muksa. I never thought I would be able to overcome Eve Menachai on Shabbos. Along comes the Gemara says he can't compare the two cases. It's apples to oranges. There, what was the muksa? Originally, it was meant for a human being. Now on Shabbos, the change of your frame of mind, it's going to be fit for an animal. Our sugi is, it was fit for a human being, and now it's fit for a human being, and what changed over Shabbos? Eve Menachai went away. You cannot compare the equal of Evim and Achai to the equal of a human being and animal. The difference of a human being and animal is a serious fundamental change, which is an equal, which is a real problem for Muksa. But the difference between overcoming Evim and Achai is insignificant. And why is that so? What?
Because he shechts on Shabbos?
Yeah. Exactly. It's exactly what's in the Mishnah. Hashech and Shabbos and Kippurim, Abu Yishim Chai Benav, Shalit Shulz V'Kasheira. What?
No. Go ahead.
Well, what's the problem? What's all that? Why can't you eat it when Shabbos begins?
Because
it's a lie. Why isn't that right?
Because of Yehuda holds, it's not right.
This is the sugya, this is the alpha, is the lovers of Chulin, is that the Maisa Shechita takes away the prohibition of Eben Achai. This is the alpha of Chulin. Why did the Shechita? What does the Zavachta accomplish when you do a Maisa Shechita? What does it accomplish? Is it a din mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to do the Zavachta. No, this is much more fundamental. When the animal is alive, you're not allowed to take a bite into the animal because it's an iser d'oraisa of Eiver min hachai. Now you did a shechita, the Eiver min hachai goes away. Not stop. You can't do A until you do B. But there's nothing really wrong with A. The way it is right now is fine.
A dead animal has Eiver min
look
hachai.
Look at the lungs. No, animal. A dead animal. No.
There's
look,
nothing to do with shechita.
But the way to be take off the Eiver min hachai in a permissible oifen is to shechita. That's what the Torah says. You're taking off a prohibition of Eve and Menachai. It's not just stam. Look at the lumnus. You have an animal that's alive, and the Torah says, okay, the way you eat it is by doing a shechita. Is that all shechita is? It's just a mitzvah. Do this? No. It's much more fundamental. It's much deeper. There's an isra of Eve and Menachai. The shechita takes away the Eve and Menachai, and now it remains permitted. That's the way it works. Now, therefore, the Gemara's maskana is an incredible chiddush, is that even Rabbi Yehuda, there's a fundamental difference in muksa. The muksa is always a change. Until now, yeah, it was azoy, and now it's like this. When it comes to shechita, there's no change. There's no change. It was meant for a human being, and now it's meant for a human being. The only thing that happened over Shabbos was Eivim and Achai disappeared because someone did a shechita. That's very insignificant. And even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that there is no isra of muksa. Whereas the case where he says muksa is where before Shabbos began, it was meant for a human being. And now on Shabbos, they became eligible for an animal. Going from a human being to an animal, that is a problem of muksa. Going from a human being to a human being, just passing through the technicality of Eivim v'Achai, is insignificant, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
So he would also be
Shimater. That's the word's kasha. A lot of alumnus here. Okay, three-year-old alumnus. What's with the hands over here? What's the problem over here?
The Gemara
over here wants to say that you're not allowed. The Mishnah says if you do a shechita on Shabbos, the shechita is kashera. Even though this fellow was chayv misa, it's still a kosher shechita,
right.
And you can eat the meat. Along comes the Gemara, not on Shabbos though. You got to wait until the next day. Why? Why do I have to wait until the next day? Why can't I eat this for Suda Shabbos? For Shalosh Sudas. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, Muksa. Muksa. Muksa, Mandakar Shemei. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Muksa. When is he holding a Muksa? If an animal dies on Shabbos, you can't eat the animal. You can't give it to the dogs. Because when Shabbos began, it was meant for a human being. And now that it dies, it's in the veil, it goes to dogs. That's a change, Muksa. So here's also Muksa. When Shabbos began, it was Osir. Why was it Osir when Shabbos began? Even Achai. So what's alive? Who cares if it's alive? Would you eat the living animal? Why can't you eat the living animal? Why not? Eiv ben Achai. Oh, and now we took away Eiv ben Achai, and now it's eligible to eat. Eiv ben Achai is not significant, the Gemara says. You can't. So therefore, there is no muksa.
Why? Why there's no muksa?
Because Eiv ben Achai
couldn't eat it before. He couldn't eat it.
Because the Eiv ben Achai is an insignificant change in the status of the animal. That's the Gemara's kasha.
It's still oimei for Adam, even though it's Eivim Achai.
It was oimei for Adam before Shabbos began, and it's oimei for Adam after Shabbos began.
And
what was the only difference?
And what allows the person to eat it? Eivim Shechita.
The Shechita. And what did the Shechita accomplish? It took away Eivim Achai. Taking away Eivim Achai, it does not qualify as a change in Achana. Does not qualify. Whereas, going from a human being to an animal, that is significant. It's the Gemara's kasha. You have to work on the svar, what the svar is. That's what the Gemara says. The Pharisee was the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'm not making this up. Midami. Hasa me kara muchon le'odam. Fahashta muchon le'klavim. That's a fundamental difference. Hacha me kara muchon le'odam. Fahashta muchon le'odam. What happened in the middle? How the middle was? Eivim Achai went away. So, but the bottom line is that there's no real change. It's not muksa. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara is playing along with us. And the Gemara said that before Shabbos began, the animal was not muchen l'adam. A living animal is muchen for what? Legadel v'lodois. To go and raise, to go and to have babies.
Your behemoth specifically was for...
Oh, the Gemara doesn't discuss that. Misavarta, whoever told you, we're dealing with stam behema. Okay, the Gemara has not yet entered the zone of hocha b'maya skinan. We only go to hocha b'maya skinan when we get desperate. Okay, that's a very desperate measure. We're not up to that yet. The Gemara says, now we've gone to a fundamental change.
An animal is made to raise its children?
To have children. The purpose of an animal is to have children. To produce v'lodais. Adam lo amul yilat. An animal.
Now we're talking about a woman. I know. What about a steer?
The Gemara is saying, legadal enachnami. I don't know the answer, but the Gemara is saying the legadel gadel means to raid, to produce lotus, whatever.
Like I said, that's a female.
So let's assume that's the case. Let's make things simple for the moment. Let's make it very simple. That's what it's. Therefore, there's a fundamental change. When Shabbos began, it was then legadel. Now, when Shabbos has come, there's a change, and now it's only legadel. Now it's dead. It's dead. What do you do with the dead animal? And a good shechita, you eat it. So we've gone through a major transformation. Vaita, fact the Gemara Yachid, that's the case. If that's the case, how are you ever allowed, if you're going to tell me that's not true, that if you're going from an Estav Hamel's Legadel, and now it's only fit to eating, let me ask you a very simple question. On Yom Tov, are you allowed to shecht an animal? Yes. Are you allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov? Avada. Yom Tov is Ach Asher Yeochel L'chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yeosu Lachem. On Yom Tov, Oichel Nefesh is Mutter. You're allowed to do a Shechita. Okay, you're allowed to do a Melacha, but it's Muksa. If Stam an animal, when Yom Tov begins, is Oimed L'Shechita. Is Oimed L'Gadel, is Oimed L'Gadel. And now on Yom Tov, it's a Shechita. So very good, the Torah says, Ach Asher Yeosu L'chol Nefesh Hu Levado, you're allowed to do Bishol. Gevaldi, you can do Bishol on Yom Tov. But you can't do shchita because midrabanan is nis of muktza. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda,
because it was a
mez legado,
legado.
He's saying stam ein legado. The Gemara is amaloi no. Here Gemara is murtik is word the Gemara. Amaloi imbedes lachil of yemenes legado. The emesis, an animal is meant for two things. The tafkid of a behemoth in the veld is 50-50. Either for legadel or leachila. Yom Tov, you're allowed to do a shechita. So therefore, look what we say now. Nishchata. We're now going on to another sugi in Shas. We've already discussed sugi of chulin. We discussed a sugi of mesech beitza, of muksa. And now we're going to a naya sugi, a sugi breira, a shas sugi, a sugi breira. Chulver hadovo limafreya. An animal stamazai is meant for two zachen. Leshechita. And
it has legado. To be Limafreya. It has to be you for Erev Yontif.
Because Erev Yontif, you know what it is. Let's see. So, Legadal Nishcha Nishchata Huvera Dilachila Medes.
How do you see that?
Because why else? That's how we have
maybe
to say that.
Maybe he changed his mind on Shabbos.
No, the Gemara is telling you, otherwise you can never shecht an animal.
No, you can only shecht an animal you had in mind before
no,
Shabbos.
No, the Gemara, there's no who such says that you thing. Could we never them? Heard of such a thing.
Now
tradition.
Is the first time to hear it.
Tradition. We never heard of such a thing. That you only can shecht an animal that was meant to be that you put red paint la'achila. You put a big sign on the animal, walks around
if the
street la'achila.
Yeah.
We never heard of such a thing. It's permitted if you don't have enough gas. Let's say you also all of a sudden, Rabbi Shaul Zev comes. I want us to have a chardel, a tongue with mustard, and we don't have any tongues left. So what are we going to do? We're going to go into the pen, take out an animal. We weren't planning on shechting that animal. We weren't planning on shechting that animal. All of a sudden now we're going to shecht the animal. So therefore, this muksa. Teretz says every animal built into the DNA of every animal, it can go l'shchita, it can go l'gadal. Whatever you do on Shabbos or on Yom Tov is l'mafre. That's what it's meant to be for. Let's go weiter.
Nishchata. But was set aside. Only for the Lord,
we're not discussing that. We're not discussing that case. If you're going to tell me, then you're right, you are correct. You are correct. If you have an animal that you mamash put red paint, this animal is only legado, it's mamash milk.
But here another thing is a cow.
Milk.
So it's too precious. You're losing money off.
Let's start discussing now. Stam and Behemba and Tom and Chazal. Nishchatohu velo dechlemenes. Lo nishchatohu velo dechlemenes. So therefore, coming out the barriers, that's when it comes to Yom Tov. We're at Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not a shecht. So Shabbos, you're not a shecht. Now, if someone comes along, a mensch comes along and does a ma'aseh shechita, what do you do? You bechal Shabbos. You don't say brera in this case. In this case, you don't say brera because in this
it wouldn't help you.
What?
It wouldn't help you.
How
would it help you on Shabbos?
The guy did a shechita, so now it's for the chumah afraid. It was meant for achila.
On Shabbos?
So there's no mukta.
That's the chiddush. You don't say bear on Shabbos. Tremendous chiddush.
This guy only holds drabanan.
We have a kash. The Gemara has a kash. You're telling me we came along. We had a kash, but it should be muksa.
That's for
Yom Tov.
Yeah.
So Shabbos. So we're back in business on Shabbos.
Exactly.
Because why we don't say bear on Shabbos?
No chalefish.
What?
No chalefish on Shabbos.
So therefore, there's no brera.
Exactly.
I said, why not? Why not? If the shechita, it would mean that it's not muksa. It means that you'd be allowed to eat the animal on Shabbos Bob, but a guy is Mechal Shabbos. He lost his life in this animal.
That's not the problem. The problem is that eating behemoth on Shabbos is not the problem. Muksa, it's not the problem.
The problem.
On Shabbos?
That's the whole Gemara. Top line of the Gemara. Okay. Top line. Amar Rav Huna. Dorash Chia by Rav.
What about Pechdei Shiyasa?
We're not up to that yet.
But what about
on.
It? But,
what?
Because of B'deish Yassi, you can't eat it anyways.
That's a naide. We didn't get there yet. Right now, we're only focusing on one issue, one thing at a time. Wait, hold okay. off. Right now, look at the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, if getting the fundamentals, Darash Chiyah Bar Rav Rav, the top line of the Gemara, Mishmeid, what is the whole, how we get into the whole discussion? Asura B'achila L'yoma. The Mishnah says, a man was Mechalel Shabbos, he's going to die for what he has done, and yet the animal is kosher, you're allowed to eat the meat. It's a good shlita. Along comes Rav Huna, he dies in the he tells the Chiyah Bar Rav, yeah, you can eat the meat, but on Sunday. Not on Shabbos. Don't eat the meat on Shabbos.
Is another person allowed to eat the meat on Shabbos?
No one's allowed to eat the meat. No one's allowed to eat the meat. No one. No man in the whole world is allowed to eat this meat. You got to wait until Sunday.
Right.
Why? Muksa. Why not? Muksa. Whoever heard of Muksa? Yeah, there's a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Muksa. Now, I'll give you an example. You have an animal that's walking around, and then it dies. Can you feed it to the dogs? No.
But Rabbi Yehuda says
it. Rabbi Yehuda says it. Rabbi Yehuda says this.
Go back a little bit.
Hey, all of again. V'nas the chavul Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Hey, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda d'achonayi of Muksa.
Right.
The Tznan. Where did Rabbi Yehuda say? What are you talking about? The Tznan. The chatchim es hadilun, melons that have been pre-cut. Lufnei Abahema, we don't need that. The Esan Nevela, Lufnei Akladim. Rabbi Yehuda, his opinion is, Omer, only when can you give it to the dogs? It has to die before Shabbos. But if it dies on Shabbos, Muksa. Why? Because on Shabbos, began it was fit for a human being, it was meant for a human being, and now it changed over to animals. Muksa. So here also, what's the word maskana? What's after skipping the whole Gemara? The animal before Shabbos was meant for what? Legadel, 50-50, legadel, or maybe achila, but 50-50. And now, under normal circumstances, when you do a shechita, hover l'mafre, why do we need to come on to Breira? For Yom Tif. Because in Yom Tif, you're allowed to do a ma'isa shechita, even though before Yom Tif, it's 50-50, so 50-50 would be muksa, and now when you do a ma'isa shechita, it makes it mutter.
Why is 50-50 muktzah?
That's another chiddush of the Gemara. Everything in the Gemara is a chiddush. 50-50 is muksa. If an animal is 50-50, legada l'achila, that's still called muksa. Muksa means 100% ready to go. If there's anything holding you back from using this on Shabbos, this is the site of muksa.
The chiddush is if you shecht it, you show it.
But Yom Tif, you do a shechita, breira, another chiddush. Mamish, the more we hear, Mamish telling you chiddushim one after another. Breira, the mafrei was meant for shechita. But when do you say breira? Yom Tif, you say Breira. Because Yom Tif, you're allowed to shech. Shabbos, you don't say Breira. Why not? We'll give a whole shiur on this one day in the Khan Shul. In the morning, maybe over here, I'll give a whole shiur. Why on Shabbos don't you say Breira? You don't say Breira because you're not allowed to do this. Look at this, a very critical Rashi. Rashi of Yis
you don't
says,
say Breira because there's a
you're not allowed to do
shech.
It. Right. So what? Who cares? Why should that hold back Breira? Breira is a principle. I have an animal that's 50% of the l'shchita, 50% of the l'gidol, and now the end result was someone did a nice l'shchita. And so did a nice l'shchita. Oh, but my friend, that was meant for achila. Why don't you say Breira on Shabbos? Why don't you say that? I don't know. But the Gemara says you don't say Breira on Shabbos. You say Breira on
Shabbos. It says Mestam Eloi, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says Mestam Eloi Henicha Amanas L'shachta B'Shabbos.
Oh, B'Shabbos. So you don't say Breira on Shabbos.
It's not Breira.
It is Breira. Well, Yom Tov, it's Breira. What are you talking about?
Breira means you say Huvra L'Dovra L'Mafreya. Here there's no Huvra L'Dovra on Shabbos.
Why not?
Because there's also the Shecht.
Oh! You're not allowed to Shecht.
So there's nothing to do with the Breira.
But the bottom line is, did he Shecht it or not? Right now, I got a good meat in front of me. I got a good geschmack meat in front of me. So the bottom line is the lemafreya, it was meant to be for eating. It was not meant legado.
No. Only that, in the place where it's mutter to
shecht. The bottom line is
not when it's usher to shecht.
But it's a tremendous chiddush, Rashi, what the Gemara is saying. Rashi just tried to have the Gemara. The Gemara is telling you your sight. Yom Tov, an animal is 50-50. 50-50 means it's muksa. If it's not 100% mutter, it's automatically by default muksa. Yom Tif, how come there's no issue of muksa? You never heard of a person.
Because 50-50 is enough to say.
Breira. 50-50 is enough to proceed and do a shechita. And then we say Breira. It was only meant. But on Shabbos.
It's 100%.
Shabbos, 100%. But on Shabbos, no we don't say Breira. Why not?
Because it's 100%.
What 100%?
By Yom Tif, it's 50-50. But by Shabbos, it's 100% because you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos.
So what?
So that's why you don't say Breira. You don't say... That's so, why you don't say. That's okay, why it's mutzah.
That's the answer, but that's not the words. That's the answer, but that answer you're just saying words. You're not giving me a good hesber. You have to go dig deeper because you think about you think about what you're saying. You're not saying. Okay. You're not saying. What should be the difference? Okay, Vaita. The whole less. Maybe the brera, but there's no brera. Then the Gemara is a more fundamental question. The Gemara says, guess what? You're in a lot of trouble now because Yomtiv. If you tell me it's going to be good, because Yomtiv this brera. You know, you got the wrong guy. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the brera period. There's no such thing as the retroactive. There's no science fiction going back to going backwards. But how less Rabbi Yehuda brera? There's no din brera. Minda Allah. How do you know this? Oh, Ile Mitzvah in Italian. Now this is mamish. I think this Gemara is the most famous Gemara in Gan Shas. There is no Shil Gemara that is repeated more than this Gemara in Shas. The Netanya, halakech yayin mi bein hakusim. You purchase yayin mi bein hakusim. So they do the kusim. Do they separate the truma meiser?
Nope.
No. Omer. So what do you go do? You say they don't even give a why that from the kusim, not from that. Why don't you talk about the amaratz, ami haaretz? Because the ami haaretz they at least give truma. They at least give truma. And everything is the mai.
Right,
but a kusi we hold our Jews. They're Jews. Let's assume the worst. They're Jews, and they're chayiv in not for shumas ma'isros, and they definitely do not give shumas ma'isros. So now you got a lot of trouble. Are you allowed to give shumas ma'isros on Shabbos to chatila? No. Why not? It's also
mirabana.
Tikkun mona. You now do mirabana. It's over the chol. So therefore, what do you do now? So don't do a ma'isa. What you do is you do a dibur. You say as follows. You say, look here, I made a goose. You say as follows. Now it's Shabbos. Shabbos calling to you too late. So what do you do? Oh, you say shnei lugin. You say, you know what? There are two lugin. I have 100. What's truma? 1 in 50. So what's a 50th of 100? 2. So the 2 lugim that I will one day when the day will come and I'll separate that it should somewhere in this mixture of a barrel of wine it should be 2 that will leave over at the very bottom of the barrel that will be truma. Shnei lugim shani os lahafresh harein truma. Now what are you left with now? 9.98. If I've already took out of this barrel from 100, I'm now down to 98. There's 98 left. From the 98, 9.8. Now we're going to round it up from 9.8. We're going to round it up to 10. So therefore, now from 10% of 98 would be 9.8. But because we want to round it up, we don't want to go into fractions. So we're going to say now 10 lugim. Asar ma'aser rishon. Now how much are you down to? You're down to 88. So again, we're going to round up. And then 88 is round up to 90, and now you need 10% of 90 is another 9 barrels. Tisha ma'aser sheni, and then what do you do? Umechel. Mechel means you can dilute it. Okay, people don't know what that word means. Mechel means you can dilute you can now take this yayin which is raw, and in time of Chazal they were not able to drink raw wine, so now they you can dilute it. Take it and dilute. In other words, basically proceed to treat this as if it was cool and do whatever you want with it. The shoyse miyad. Oh, but what's going to be later on? Breira. No problem. Even though right now you don't know what it's going to be. When Shabbos will be over, you'll end up taking it. Who works? Who says you can do breira? Who says this?
Not Rabbi Yehuda.
Not Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
They're a mayor. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, right. Three people, three against one. Uh-huh. Okay. So they're a mayor. Period. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oishen. Why are they asking?
So this would help. This will help already.
You, on Shabbos.
Even though Lamaisa didn't do it.
You can't. You not do it on Shabbos. You can't do a Maisa. But you can do a Dibur.
And that already is considered as if you did it?
Yes.
Like
Chala.
Like
it's good. As if you did it, and then you leave over. Chala. If you don't do Chala for Shabbos, you leave over. You leave over, and that's going to be the Chala. You have to make a statement. So this is what he permits. But there's two Chidushes. Number one, the Chidushes, and you can do even this. It's not called Tikkun Mone. Tikkun Mone is only some of the Rabbanon. As long as it's not Nikola Hedya. But there's another problem. How do you know which one is going to be the 2? Which one's going to be the 10 and 9? Brera. Whatever I will leave over. Hover hadavar lima freya.
Colleague you just mentioned, yeah.
Lima freya, that's what I mean. But Rabbi Yehuda, now we assume now in the Hava, I mean, why do they hold it's going to be Asr? Because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Brera, period. There's no such thing as Brera. If you're going to designate 2 right now, you might be drinking the 2.
And when you say, and that means you leave over, you use all of it?
No, you're only allowed to drink 80 lugin or 78 lugin. You can't drink all the lugin because you have to, whatever you left over is going to be the truma, the ma'aser rishon, the ma'aser sheni.
Yeah.
So you can't drink the whole barrel. You have a whole barrel. 2 will be truma. 10 will be ma'aser rishon. 9 will be ma'aser sheni. So drink until you get to 78. And the rest, you leave over.
Right, so where do we stand now?
Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't do this. You can't drink it. The barrel is also too bad for you.
Now, how could someone drink so much on Shabbat?
Our family. You have a whole family. Your family, children.
Okay. So therefore what? So we'll finish the story.
So now we have a kasha. You're telling me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not when it comes to Yom Tif, the way you solve the problem when you come to Yom Tif is you say Breira. Shabbos, you don't say Breira. You don't say Breira. Question was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're telling me this svara, you tell me a finish, a svara, that every animal is meant for two things. It's meant legadel, right, and then lachila. If you do a shechita, lemafreya, it was meant to be lachila. That's why Yom Tov, it's okay. But Shabbos, no, it's muksa. And now when a shechita was done, it's muksa, because there's no brera on Shabbos, because you now do a shechita on Shabbos, there's no brera. So if everything is perfectly fine. Wait a minute, that whole answer only works assuming that Yehuda holds a brera for Yom Tov. He holds a prayer for Yom Tov that he can do. If you do the shechita on Yom Tov, lemafreya, it was meant to be lachila. The rabbi doesn't hold the breira. In the case of the barrel, you can't drink the barrel. Let the barrel sit in the closet. You can't. There's nothing you can do for the barrel.
Therefore,
he doesn't. If he doesn't,
maybe hold, he holds a brera, back with the original kasha.
If he doesn't hold the breira, we're back to the original kasha. If Rabbi Yehuda really holds that it's called muksa to go from the gadel tachila, how he allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov. It's muksa. It's muksa. Before Yom Tov was meant legadel, and Yom Tov.
What did we say before?
We said brera. That when you do that you do a shkita on Yom Tov, the mafrei was meant leachila, but he doesn't hold a brera in this brisa.
Right. So Mari says
you're wrong. He does hold the brera. Like what he was trying to say is because if you just hold the brera, you can't drink it down to the bottom. You got to leave over. You got to leave over, right? I have a barrel of 100. 2 is Chuma. 10 is Maizah. 9 is Maizah Sheni. So drink down until you get to 78. And then leave over. And what's going to happen? Who knows? By the time Shabbos is over, your children will be playing. They'll smash the barrel. And all the leftovers will go into the garbage. Will fall on the floor. And then Lima Freya, you end up drinking Tevel.
Do you separate from another barrel? So
no, 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 no. Not from this barrel. You're asking me from this barrel itself. Doesn't make it, even the other barrel, you have the same exact shot of the other barrel. The other barrel will break also. Doesn't make a difference. No, you're not doing the barrel. You have to do this barrel itself. This barrel itself.
Why can't we say the issue of doing that is boirer?
What boirer?
We taking off.
No, but what boirer? What boirer is there?
You're taking off.
Boirer is all when you're separating two different things. They're not two different things. They're the same thing. Spiritual one is truma. One is not. That's not called boirer.
It has to be
a physical thing. Boirer is one of the most misunderstood halachas of Shabbos. Right, Belsky's go bizarre. He asks all these very bizarre questions about boirer. And those the imamish don't understand what boirer. Boirer is tikkun mone. He has a lot of lumps on what boirer is. It's a very.
I'm sorry, you're
very
wrong. We go to the mikveh. You take a towel from the middle. You over boirer. I was told.
What?
Yeah.
What are you boirer? Who told you that?
I'll get back to you on that.
First of all, what are you doing in the mikveh on Shabbos?
Okay, I'm
Vita.
Back to you on that.
There's no boy. What kind of boy is that? I'm sorry. You have to go.
Vita.
They're all good towels. What kind of boy is that? What kind of boy is that? So he says, I'm not afraid. Lichshi yibaka. When it'll break, I'll worry about it. I'm a maimon. That's the sort of life. Don't worry about all the problems. When you have the problems, you'll deal with it. Exactly. So therefore, right now, drink. Drink, fill up your stomach with delicious wine. Drink, and don't worry about it breaking. If it'll break, then you'll worry about it. You'll worry about it. But right now, therefore, so the maskana is, he holds a brera.
But where doesn't he?
He always holds a brera.
Why don't you say brera?
What?
He always holds a brera.
In this case, there's a technical reason why he doesn't say it, because it might break. It might break. Okay, so we're back in business. Ella. So therefore, Ella Miltoni Ayo. So what's the more's next kasha?
Another potential.
Oh, Rav Meir said the Shibaka. Rav Yehuda finished with the first part.
Right, right. Ella, it's a different. The Morris now saying you got me.
Right.
Here you don't have a raya that he doesn't hold a brera, but I'll show you in another brisa who Rabbi Yehuda Mamish does not hold a brera. What's the Tani Ayah? What is the brisa? Ayoy taught Rabbi Huda, and Ayoy taught in the name of Rabbi Huda. Ayoy, you know who said Ayoy first? Moshe's wife, Tzipora. Oh no, no, Yisrael. The Ayoy, Kir Loiv Yochalechem, Brera. Ayoy. It's not telling the rice. Ayoy. What did the Tony? The Tony Ayoy Rabbi Huda in there. Ain other masne al shnei dvarim ki echad. You cannot make it tonight. You have a shaila where you want to put the area to chumin. Another sugi in shas tonight. Hilchos Shabbos. Mamish the stam is mamish the shas sugi. Elim bochacham lemizruch. Eruv lemizruch lemarv leruv lemarv. Vil lekan lekan loy. In other words, let's say there's two rabbanim. Where is going to be? Therefore, you don't know which rabbis you know. So therefore, you want to go. You want to go make two eruv echad say eruv to chumin. And then on Shabbos, you will decide retroactively which one should be the one. Right. Rabbis, you can't do that because Rabbi Huda does not hold the Brera. You can't go and put two Eruvei Tuchumin and then on Shabbos you'll decide where you want to go here.
You'll
Shabbos.
Decide or it'll come out.
You'll decide. It doesn't either or. It doesn't make a difference. Wherever the rabbi comes, that's where I'm afraid that's where I wanted to go. You can't do that because he does not hold the Brera. Just like you can't go both ways, you can't go. That part of the Bryce that says it means in a situation where you put two Eruvin and you just do not know the Chacham already has arrived. The Chacham has already arrived before Shabbos began. So then it's not Brera. Then just the Gili Nilsa where the Eruv was already established when Shabbos began. But to go and to make a decision on Shabbos, I want to decide the Chacham, two Chacham have come. From both sides, I want to make a decision on Shabbos where I want to go. That you can't do. But if I only want, I'm going to go. There's only one Chacham coming, and I do not know if he's coming from the east or the west. And I'm not making the decisions. And the decision was already made for me. And whatever decision was made, that's where the Erev is. That's not Brera. That's a Mitzias. So therefore, what do we see? We see Klor. There, it's not a din of Muksa. The reason why you can't drink, you can't eat from the meat on Shabbos has nothing to do with muksa, because if you go down the path of muksa, then you now have a shekel yosin. And you can't shekel yosin.
Unless
you can't shekel yosin. So therefore...
You
shekel
if it's aimed l'achila.
But since even if it's aimed l'achila, so therefore obviously the issue of going from Adam, from Gadol, to Achila is not an issue of Muksa. It's not. So therefore, why can't you eat on Shabbos? We have to now go to Nunahale.
Not here again for now.
Thank you for the gift. Thank you very much. Wasn't necessary.